This is an MP3 on psychotronic generator, psychotronic crystals, mind over matter, torsion field technology. This is all about artificial reincarnation. The Russians, if you read in Psychic Discoveries Behind the Iron Curtain by Schroeder and Ostrander, they found that they could artificially reincarnate people from the past into subjects using their psi technology. Now, of course, this would be useful if you could artificially reincarnate the best of people that have lived in the past into yourself. For example, the artistic prowess of Leonardo da Vinci. The people managing skills of Alexander the Great. Say the list is not endless, but pretty huge. And of course, with psychotronic generators, we know that they can suck up life force, and life force, of course, is the only thing that matters in terms of psi, according to the Defense Intelligence Agency. The military intelligence arm of the Pentagon, in their DIA document from 1975, they find that the low-powered Pavlito psychotronic generators can make non-psychic psychic. So you can imagine with the psychotronic generators now available from myself, Tim Riefat, you can achieve levels of psychic power which are orders of magnitude higher than the Russians developed. And since, as the super psychic that brought down the Soviet Union, feeding off all the New Age people on the planet and the ley line system, using the Fountain Group to power me, one can see that if one links up psychotronic generators with all the humans who are giving energy to God or Allah or Buddha or for saving the world or to satanic spirits or to alien entities, all these humans worshipping something, be it One Direction, Lady Gaga, Obama, or Zion, you've got loads of humans donating huge amounts of energy in the form of worship, and you've also got huge amounts of energy being donated in the form of fear, because remember, the world's run on fear, fear management. That's the only way you can get the Jewish banking Zionites working, because no one in their right mind would follow Jewish bankers, because they're completely insane, self-suicidal, and thieves. So you have to have a state of perpetual fear when you've got Jewish bankers in charge. Hence, the overwhelming emotional energy of the human race, especially in the West, is fear. Because, of course, the Rothschild, Judas, evil, walking Satanists feed off fear, negative emotions. If you read the Castaneda books, you'll find that the old seers who've traveled into different dimensions, they fed fear to the supernatural spirits, because the supernatural spirits feed off fear. So you can see why the West is based around fear, because you've got Walkins controlling the Rothschilds and royal family, who are specially bred bloodlines, who feed off fear. And if this concept is too difficult for your moronic mind, then you can always get the Insidious film, which was on Channel Jew. And, of course, you can see the Jewish scum copying possession technology for the film. And that just shows that Walkins can occupy human bodies. This is has been known to witch doctors and shamans since our hunter-gatherer times. But if you want to understand the concept in your moronic brain mind, watch the Insidious film, and you'll understand it, because, of course, the majority of you are unable to comprehend any higher concepts unless it's force-fed to you via a film. That's how devolved you become. Now, if you wish to evolve, you can see that the Russian research on artificial reincarnation, instead of putting a insidious negative supernatural spirit in your little flesh body and ripping out your soul, so that these insidious supernatural spirits can take over, as in a Rothschild or the British royal family, or in fact anyone who's done the Abramelin ritual, which is basically the Bilderbergers, or anyone who sold their soul to Satan so that their bodies can be used by satanic spirits, which is basically a large proportion of the great and the good of the West, the Jimmy Savills and the rest of the paedophile vermin, perverts, who of course form all of MI5, MI6, GCHQ, etc. We find that instead of putting an insidious supernatural spirit inside you, Russian research showed that you can actually add to the soul you have via artificial reincarnation. So morons like yourself will have played computer games because you're brainless, zombie, dead vermin. That doesn't mean you have to stay as a brainless, zombie, dead vermin. And when you go in a computer game, you can choose the character you wish to be in the computer game, can't you? Now, same thing can be done with the soul, according to Russian research. It shows the power of Tim Riefert, that the Russians had all this psi warfare research, all this psychotronic research, all this military hardware, and one super psychic just possessed the entire Soviet race and got them to dismantle the Soviet Union. So that just shows the power of psi. And one super psychic like myself can basically control entire nations. So you can see that if you have artificial reincarnation, you can add to your soul. Your soul is the thing that lives in your flesh vehicle. In a computer game, you can see that you can actually choose the character you want. Therefore, with artificial reincarnation, you don't have to rip the soul out of your body and put in the soul from Leonardo da Vinci or from Alexander the Great or from anyone else that deserves respect. We know that the being of Leonardo da Vinci or Alexander had a torsion field. Now, we know that torsion fields travel at 9 billion times the speed of light, which means that they basically are all around us, even from the past, because Leonardo da Vinci's been dead some centuries, but Leonardo da Vinci's torsion field, traveling at 9 billion times the speed of light, is still here. because, according to Russian research, torsion fields, once they are established, don't fade away. So there is a torsion field of Leonardo da Vinci hanging about. There's no temporal barrier, because torsion fields travel at 9 billion times the speed of light, according to the Russians. I won't explain the theory behind it, because your simple chimp brains won't be able to understand. We know that Jung established that there was a collective unconscious and an unconscious, and that people like Leonardo da Vinci and Alexander go into the pool of the collective unconscious, and that fragments of people who are dead from the collective unconscious impinge upon the unconscious, hence on the subconscious and hence on the conscious mind. Hence people who have past life memories. Now, if you can get a psychotronic generator quartz crystal to tune to the frequency of Leonardo da Vinci's torsion field frequency, this then can build the torsion field frequency within your psychotronic generator crystal. If you have a supply of life force, say from psychotronicgenerators.com, or from going around monuments collecting energy as on the website, supernaturalspirit.com, mindovermatter.ru, you can then get this torsion field of Leonardo da Vinci, which has a specific frequency. You can then produce an outward torsion field, vortex. Point is inward torsion field, the big flaring out funnel is the outward torsion field, and of course inward torsion fields squeeze life force out of things, outward torsion fields act like a big sponge. So if you can collect loads of life force, one human's worth, you can then flesh out the torsion field of Leonardo da Vinci or Alexander the Great, which then gives you the peculiar attributes of that person. Now, of course, if you've got sublime good engine technology, which dumps the toxic waste into the point of the funnel, the inward torsion field, which then dumps it into the general public, Cameron, royal family, Obama, the rest of the toxic waste dumps, you can then funnel out all the bad aspects of the being that you wish to gain the attributes of, so that you only get the best bits. You get the sublime good aspects of the person you wish to have as an artificial incarnation in yourself. And as we know from possession, you can have many supernatural spirits living in a person. They can be possessed not by one demon, but many demons. Now, if you've got Joe Bloggs or a Susie Shopaholic who wishes to change into Mr. Superman or Wonder Woman, respectively, or if they're into changing sex, vice versa, then of course you can go in a computer game and your Joe Bloggs or Susie Shopaholic in the computer game have immense powers and can shoot them up and jump tall buildings, etc., etc. Whatever parameters have been put into their game avatar. Now, with psychotronic generator crystals, you can link a psychotronic generator crystal with the torsion field of the person you wish to artificially reincarnate as, So if you're into art, then of course you would want to artificially incarnate Rembrandt, Leonardo da Vinci, Rossetti, etc., depending upon what style of art you wish to emulate into yourself. If you wish to be a leader of men and conquer, Alexander the Great did a stunning job. If you want to develop other aspects, other potentials, then you can go through the list, pick the person or people who have those attributes, and artificially incarnate those attributes in yourself. How do you do it? Well, you simply get a psychotronic generator crystal, which is tuned to artificial reincarnation. You can then go on to Google and stick in the name of the person you wish to artificially incarnate as. You then get the front page of the Google listings or any other search engine. We know that the human race is quantum superimposed with the computer network, and that anyone who uses computers is no longer human, but a matrix entity where their quantum wave function is collapsed by the computer network. This means, therefore, that since the human race is the repository of the collective unconscious and can be seen as having containing within it the torsion field frequencies, in a latent form, of course, of everyone who's gone before, then of course you can simply upload from the computer network the person you wish to incarnate as. So you just print out the page listings of that person. First page will do. You put your artificial reincarnation crystal on top, and of course you then can burn the paper. We know that from the Sefer Yetzirah that the Rothschild Kabbalists have made fire the underlying basis of manifestation. We know from Kaluza that light is gravity in the fifth dimension. When the paper burns, it produces light, which links us to the fifth dimension, and it also has the quantum wave function because of the quantum superimposition of the human race on computers. It has the quantum wave function of that specific person, because of course when humans link to that person on Google, they're actually tuning the collective unconscious to looking at information on that person, which of course then tunes the quantum wave function to collapse aspects of that person. So simply put, burning the bit of paper around your artificial reincarnation psychotronic generator, mind over matter, torsion field, a psychotronic crystal, uploads the torsion field of that person into your psychotronic generator crystal. Now, that's, think of that as just tuning a radio receiver in order to pick up the frequency. We know that quartz crystals can pick up radio frequencies. The Ahnenerbe, the German Nazis, who won World War I with the Nazi 1 timeline, won World War II with the Nazi 2 timeline, and won World War III with the Nazi 3 timeline, which we're in now, We know they found that quartz crystals radios, when modified, could tune into torsion fields. And of course, since torsion fields are all around us from the past, you can tune into the torsion field frequency of anyone you like. Then you need to flesh it out, so you need to connect your psychotronic generator then to a supply of life force. You can do this by then uploading the picture of your psychotronic generator artificial reincarnation quartz crystal to the psychotronicgenerator.com. That then links you with the 1,000 or 2,000 people's worth of life force that's available to you per year, which then fleshes out the being. And then instead of losing your soul, you get added to your soul that new set of abilities. So you can actually see that with this technology, with the ability to suck life force out of everyone using the computer network, using psychotronicgenerators.com, the ability to tune into using the human race as a giant receiver, like a big parabolic dish radio telescope, to tune into the person you wish to tune into using the search engines because of the quantum superimposition of the computer zombies and the computer network. One can then upload that artificial reincarnation being and quantum superimpose it on your soul. So your soul, rather like someone who's possessed, gets possessed with more than one spirit. But in this case, since you're Joe Bloggs or Susie Shopaholic, or Susie Bloggs and Joe Shopaholic, you're actually possessing yourself with new spirits which add to your being, and since they're sublime, there isn't any toxic bits in them, so you're actually building a transhuman soul, a gestalt, a holism, which rather than devaluing your soul like the quantum superimposition of the insectile or Judas evil walking Satanist dark energy matter vermin on your soul, you're actually uploading the best bits of the race to uplift your soul. And if you've got psychotronicgenerators.com, then you've got 1,000 people's worth of energy, so potentially, or 2,000 if you double up, so potentially you can actually upload 1,000 people or 2,000 people from the past. If you've got the burn your soul in hell service, where you can put 1,000 or 2,000 people in hell for all eternity to suffer for you, you can then fill out not only the physical aspect of Leonardo da Vinci or Alexander the Great, but their actual soul. So you can actually not only, because remember, the torsion field has two aspects, the physical energy body, which can be filled out with life force, and the biophysical energy body, the soul spirit of Leonardo da Vinci or Alexander the Great, using the burn your enemies in hell service. You can actually use that to fill out the torsion field of the soul, which of course is at right angles to the torsion field of the physical body. And since psychotronic crystals as a three space are equivalent to I is this 90 degree movement in psi space or the newer sphere, then psychotronic generator crystals can not only fill out the energy body physical attributes of the person, but the soul aspects of the person. Thank you very much. There will be a part two coming up.